I did not know, maybe you guys did, I don't know, that Michigan football legend, Heisman Trophy winner, Charles Woodson, had his own winemaking process.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Charles Woodson Wines, Napa Valley.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. The only reason I know this is because I got a news release yesterday that says, utilizing the same French oak wine barrels used in the process of making the Charles Woodson Wines of Napa Valley, he's now going to have a brand new experience. He is introducing a brand new line of spirits called Woodson Bourbon Whiskey.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, if I were a drinker, I'd tackle them.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Very nice. And Michigan is going to be the first state to offer Woodson Bourbon Whiskey. He's going to debut it in Michigan. Yeah. It's going to be distributed through Imperial Beverage, which is out of Kalamazoo. And it's going to be available, doesn't say when, it just says it's going to be in its iconic maize and blue label, perfect for any sports and spirits fan, for only $39.99 a bottle.
Oh, all right.
So, you know, when you're a Heisman Trophy,
yeah,
you can command that kind of price.
I suppose.
I don't know what his bourbon whiskey cost. I have no idea.
I couldn't tell you. Like I said, I didn't know that he had anything going on that apparently he does.
Well, you think, though, he would try to get into the wine business here in Michigan, since in about 2 to 3 decades, I think that the wine business here is going to be booming while the one out in Napa will be drying up.
Ah. Uh-huh. Based on your visitations to
up there, but and being out to Napa, too. It's gorgeous out there, but it's drying up.
They've got a water problem out
there. Yeah, they've got a water problem, and climate change is hurting the business. And a lot of those in the industry are saying that lower peninsula of Michigan, especially on the, what would that be, the northwest side,
yeah,
is going to be the prime spot for wine growing in the next 50 to 100 years.
Especially when you have such a legendary name in this state.
Yes.
You probably do very well.
That's what I'm saying. Woodson should probably do something here in the state. Yeah.
He's doing Woodson Bourbon Whiskey here.
Yes, he is. That, and that's good. And that is good.
Yeah, it's a start.
Apparently, we need the harder stuff than just the regular wine. So leave that to the California folks. We want whiskey in our state.
Maybe he can become the next head coach. Just saying. University of Michigan. Okay. I'm just saying. That'd be nice, too. That would be nice, too. It's just always funny. You know, he's on Fox Sports during the college football season, and he has to stand – well, not anymore. He doesn't have to, but he used to have to stand next to Urban Meyer.
Oh, really?
During every Michigan game. Geez. And so when they would get to the halftime, and Charles Woodson would just be shaking his head. What is happening with my team? I don't get it.
here's a picture for you.
Yes.
Well, now, Charles, whenever that happens, we got something for you here.
That's right.
Maybe take your mind off of things. Maybe take a shot of your own Woodson bourbon whiskey, and that'll help.
Talking about Michigan from another angle, you mentioned picture. You know how quite often they get offended when they only show the lower peninsula and don't show the upper peninsula?
Oh, yeah. Well,
I was out yesterday, and I saw a truck had just the upper peninsula outline on it, and then beneath it was the word yours.
That
got my attention.
That is clever.
And then I saw a license plate. SKNKLVR.
What's that again?
Wait, say that again.
SKNKLVR. Skunk liver. Yes, okay. Why would anybody want that?
Okay. Oh, to each his own.
Need to talk to that driver.
Wow.
Attitudes, I guess.
That's what it sounds like. That's a very clever, I like that. Next time that whoever the faction is that ignores the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
We can send that to him.
Yeah, right.
Ignore at your own risk.
I like that.